bass. I'm totally addicted to bass.
Thank you so much, Miss Love, for remembering this 1998 classic, Totally Addicted to Bass, which the woman looks exactly how you would imagine she would.
How?
Basically, Romy Kane from high school. I know you don't like us talking about high school, except, yeah, but it's it really does look like Romy.
If it's a good reference, then go for it.
Tasty with a little punch at the end, yeah?
Forgot about this already.
So this is a play at home for everybody. If you're listening to this in the podcast with somebody else, you have to do this.
You have to. If you don't do it, like, we have means to get you.
Why are you Liam Neeson all of a sudden?
If you don't play this game, I will find you and I will kill you. Because I'm sick of people.
We have no means.
No, oh, I hate when people.
Yeah, we've got Facebook.
Well, I hate when people.
Don't underestimate us, Arlo.
I hate when people, like, I'll listen to something and someone will be like, play it at home. And if you do, I mean, you have to. And then I just, so many times I don't do it. And I'm like, what are you going to do about it? And it's like, I want to instill fear into our listeners' hearts so that, you know, they really, they should know that they have to or there'll be consequences.
The fear of stalking. The fear of retribution from a man who wears camo pants consistently. Have you taken them off? The only time you have is to put on your pajama camo pants. You are the human cuttlefish.
Is your underwear
also camo?
No, no. My underwear is max. Max stripey, pretty standard. But
dude, that's not standard. I've never heard of that before.
Max power.
Well, it's a standard name. Standard. A standard underwear, though. I don't know about this, Miss Love. Are you sure that you're mistaking Australia with Eastern Europe again?
Yeah, I feel that's from like the Soviet Union. They don't make that underwear anymore.
It's vintage. Well, all you have to know is that I fight freedom in day and at night. And I have to be
ever ready to answer the call of duty.
And I have to be prepared to answer the call at any hour of the night. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so play at home.
Yeah, play this at home.
That's what I'm getting at.
Would you rather lick a shoe or get punched in the stomach? And both Ali and Miss Love would rather get punched in the stomach. Tim, as our producer, which would you prefer? You weren't here for this.
I'm going to go with lick a shoe.
Oh, see, I really feel like you guys are in the minority, and this is just a weird portion sample.
We got two goddamn wimps.
Because you guys are thinking short term, we're thinking long term. Short term is that it hurts. Long term is that there's some disease on that.
Also,
that will kill
that's
you
why
eventually.
We have hospitals, Arlo. I don't want to get punched in the stomach.
Hey, well, that's why we have hospitals to get punched in the stomach as well.
So you can easily get punched in the stomach and not worry about it.
No,
this isn't the Middle Ages.
They don't care about that.
We can bash ourselves up with ease now.
Ali, I just realized something. We didn't stipulate the specifics. Can we flex or non-flex?
Dude, I was going to flex.
Because if it was a non-flex...
Oh, this is ridiculous. Now I do really feel like I've got the raw end of the
show. You have, because if it was a non-flex,
I don't think
probably...
I can flex my stomach, though. Like,
yeah.
I do not... believe I've got the muscles that allow me to perform that function.
They're under there, man. Don't worry. I'm in the same boat. They're there. Because if it was a non-flex...
The shoe is on the other foot, eh?
If it was
I've got to lick the shoe and you guys get punched in the stomach despite the fact you're able to turn
your
stomach momentarily into a washboard.
Yes, sucked in. sucked in.
It is a Persian shield, though. It's made out of a wicker basket of close to steel, isn't it? Because definitely, yeah. You have not put in the effort to forge steel.
I don't think, Jordan, you thought this through, man. My shoe has your dog's poop on it.
Ew.
Which we discussed today, surprisingly, was toxic.
Were we talking about my shoe? So yours does as well.
Yeah, mine does it. You're looking my shoe.
My house is just Zeus's a Cambodian landmine now. You can't walk around there without.
Just the small lady baking noodles in the corner. Going, hey, that sounds on Bang Zhao in the corner.
Yes, commonly referred to as my landlord.
You right. Fool. You fool.
Well, let's get this done.
Punch me first?
No, you punch me first.
Oh.
Ali, take off your shoe while... I want you to be distracted while you get punched in the stomach so you can't flex too well.
You didn't
He's taking off his jacket, and his jacket does look like one of those real hardy English lads that if you need someone killed, he walks in and says, "Who you need done?"
Very
easily disembarked. Like there's no, you don't need German code breakers here for that. You know we're talking about death.
What has my life come down to? As a 10-year-old, I wanted to be a diplomat, and now I'm getting punched in the gut.
The young Pakistani boy. Yeah, well, there's a price for success, mate.
How hard do you want it done? Because I don't want to.
We want to see pain. Medium well?
All right, I won't do that. I'll just flex.
Medium well. Of course, you'd want that, wouldn't you, Ali?
Oh, shit. That was too hard.
No, that was much better than I thought it was going to be.
Sorry. That was like a Street Fighter game. This blew back.
Ken!
I'm sorry. It was part of the game.
It's fine. All good.
He's a good boy.
That was incredible. It was like you know when a farmer reaches into the hole that they insert in a cow for experiments in the such stomach of going, yep, 70% cod. Nice, nice.
Such an esoteric really metaphor.
Hey, where would Lithgow? They'd understand.
All right, so are you licking the shoe now or do I punch Miss Love?
All right, I'll lick it up just to break up the monotony of violence. We'll get the peace lover out here.
Hey, wait a sec. You know, also,
make love, not war, to shoes.
Also, guys, just to stipulate... I had an idea, a great idea last week for a segment when it was just me and Jordan to punch each other in the balls and he just refused. So as a result, you gotta lick that soul, baby.
Yeah. Unless, and all the
if
way,
you got I wouldn't
soul,
have it any other
if
way.
If you got soul,
I want flavor.
You're licking that soul.
Yeah. You want flavor
in every sense of the word.
Damn it, we should have put on that song. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Any chance
just
to
imagine
play the
that in your head.
I got soul, but I'm
here we go.
All right, here we go.
Soul. Top to bottom.
This really reminds me. Yeah, yeah.
Of course. You know, like, what do you want me to
you
say?
I can see the shit. I'm just gonna navigate.
This really reminds me of high school, by the way, because in high school Jordan like copped just a huge variety of dares, and they were always really hectic, and he always kind of opted to do them. He was
yeah. A man whose hobby was punishment poker.
It was, yeah, punishment poker, which I'm sure the audience knows about. Tim, I don't know if you do, but it's pretty hectic.
All right, go for it.
Oh
my god, dude.
Oh my god.
I'm so glad I took that punch. I am so happy.
It's a lot of grains in that.
Oh, round of applause.
That's
I unplugged my headphones. Like wet, sticky sandpaper.
Oh my god. I must say that you are a very committed individual.
Man. He didn't get this famous...
Dude, I'm telling you.
No way. He licked a lot of shoes to get where he is. Metaphorically and literally. You want a YouTube channel,
80% literally.
Well, my name's Jimmy YouTube, and you got to shuck it. I assume that's how it works.
Yeah. Don't say that you Jimmy assume. Tube. You know how it works. Ginny. You've been circling around studios all your life.
Jimmy Tubes. I assume that's the name of the guy who created it.
That was so hectic, dude. I can't believe you just did that.
Get punched in the stomach. Stop stalling.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, wait. Do you want the punch like your steak? Well done?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I take my steak medium rare.
Medium, okay, medium. Well,
but
no,
you can take it. I'll take it well.
A medium well. About the same that you punched me, because like, I feel like you deserve the same amount of
twice as hard. Remember the Bible, Ali.
That was so shit.
That
again.
Sucked.
Oh, yeah, that was better.
That was nice. Now that's medium rare.
That's the nice one right there. I think I like getting punched.
Yeah, even when I punched you on your face, which I actually punched you quite hard. I didn't mean to do it.
It was solid. It was actually really a good experience. It was like... I felt like Homer in the episode... I think he's fighting Dredrick Tatum or something or... he's fighting... Bart's bigger brother, and he just lines up, and that thing where he goes, dun, 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 and, goes psh, and then psh, my spine. But there's a shot of him squaring off from Homer's perspective. He just goes, psh, and it literally was like that. It was mad. It was good. It's good. It's getting me prepared for the inevitable time when I'm like haggling with someone in Lithgow Donut King for a discount, and they're like, "What? Yeah, 50 cents off? Give me a dollar!" And I have to square off with them, and I'm going to cop a sucker punch.
Bum fighting for a cinnamon, eh?
Bloody hell. Well, I think Jordan definitely left lost in that scenario.
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure.
Jesus.
That was disgusting.
That was so intense.
I thought he was just going to lift the soul, honestly. But he actually went through the whole thing.
Yes, guys.
He was like a coloring book. Can I just say, as a recommendation.
Guys, he delivers.
Please. If it ever comes down to this, if you have the choice of cheeseburger fries at McDonald's or licking a shoe with dog shit on it, lick the shoe with dog shit on it.
I don't condone to that. I'm not gonna agree with that.
The Margaret and David of McDonald's condiments. One disagrees, one disagrees. The original
David, how could you say that? The shoe was so much grainier.
You did pretty much lick McDonald's
You definitely are, David. You are an 80-year-old trapped in, and I am a 50-year-old woman trapped
lesbian.
In a 12. Yeah, absolutely.
It's true. We are the Margaret and David.
All I
podcast.
Need is that raspy voice.
Yeah.
And it's coming.
Inevitably.
Oh, if you live in Lithgow, it's basically uniform. You have to smoke Winnies. And I'll get there. All right. Tim, do you have an opinion on this? Do you reckon that this is the best political slogan you've ever heard? Brexit means Brexit.
And let me
how great is that?
And let me compliment.
Have you heard anything about fuck off Kevin 07?
And let me
Brexit means
and
Brexit.
Let me compliment that statement by
what does Brexit mean in the first place?
Oh. I was gonna say
you're
let me compliment
a long way from the motherland, don't you, Timmy?
I was gonna say let me compliment that by saying about a week ago I said that the only solution for Britain's problems is civil war. Damn straight.
And now white roses versus red roses again, yeah?
Batons versus the scrumpies. Get down there and knock you about, you little twat.
Is that what you were referring to when it came to civil war? Another civil war on whether or not they should have a monarchy. It's not good enough that they have a constitutional monarchy anymore. You're tired of her taking up all of the space on the celebrity gossip magazine. That should be going to Shane Warne's girlfriend.
Irrelevant if you know about Brexit, Tim. Do you like that term? Does it sound cool? Aesthetically.
Trying not to swear here. No.
I was going to get it
short and sweet.
I was going to get it tatted on my back. Oh,
no, you've got to get Brexit on one bicep means on your chest and Brexit on the other.
Yeah. Funnily enough, Ali, you might be interested to know this. I was talking to Jordan at work and he actually convinced me to not be pro-Brexit. Can you believe that? He convinced me through his fancy pantsy economics.
Yeah,
and for anybody who doesn't know what Brexit is out there, so Tim, Brexit is just Britain leaving the EU.
So Jordan,
I assume.
Tim playing a mental guess who?
There you go, Britain exit. Yeah, but
breakfast with eggs.
Which several politicians made that mistake.
Are you serious? I'll take him over easy.
Brexit? Do I want Brexit?
They said,
morning.
It's really important that we have a soft breakfast, is what they said.
Oh my God. A guy just rocks up to Parliament and thinks it's a bacon and egg shop. It's like, two and a coffee, please. It's like, order! Sit down. The member of Carnival will sit down. So,
not until I get me egg roll.
I want me BAP. I want me BAP. The member will leave the house. Give me my BAP. He'll leave the... dystopic view of England.
The first parliamentarian to be left with the black rod in 600 years. I love that that's a tradition of both the English.
Wait, what's a
English
black rod?
There is a black rod that comes in when somebody refuses to leave Parliament with a corset. A scene?
I did not...
And what's the man looks so menacing. Every time, he looks like the guy with the shaved white Eminem haircut from Mad Max. That guy is always the bearer of the black rod. And you know who the last politician was in Australia to have that? Simon Crean.
Damn,
can you imagine?
Who's that?
He was the former opposition leader that was just so lackluster. I was really pro him. I made a speech at school called Keen on Crean.
Oh,
yeah, but then he was the arts minister, and then he tried to like back knife Julia Gillard. So Julia Gillard like threw
what before
him
out. Kevin?
A while before Kevin, like in the Kim Beazley ages, he took Beazles. It for a while, and then Beazley was just like, go away. I've had my moment.
The Abbott of then. Bureaucratic. The Tony Abbott of back then.
Absolutely. And again, yeah, Tony Abbott's been kicked out a lot of times out of Parliament, but Simon Crean refused to leave because he thought he was right.
So the
and
Rod...
it's such a weird, because he does look like the guy that works at the box factory in The Simpsons. The most boring human being you could possibly imagine.
So wait a sec. In Rod We Trust, this happens in Australia too?
Yeah, very rarely. But does rest the, assured, the we guy do who, trust in that role.
Does the guy who bring because it out like, have an executioner like, hood?
Yeah, they won't. It's amazing. You're so right. They won't abide by the requests of the Speaker of National Parliament.
But a rod.
Yeah, but a rod.
An anatomy carbon rod.
This is getting serious.
Wait, what happens if you still don't leave? Do you get whacked by it?
That's what's more menacing.
If you don't say anything, does the rod get crammed up your ass?
Yeah, that has to be euphemism.
Take that, men, for Warnable.
Hey, yeah. Take that. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
That member for Warnable requests just a further rod.
What is it, Ryan?
The Simpsons, where they got the boot.
Yeah, that's ours. It's the original that. It was before God. We is it weird became that... more civil and started using a giant boot to kick people in the ass.
It makes me
We're
proud.
We're just impaling them.
Is it weird that I'm legitimately thinking of a career in politics because of the rod now?
Because you wanted to
You
want to
be the rod bearer, the guy that walks in right, right, you're causing a ruckus.
Yes. I want to be the rod bearer.
Wait, is that like
I
the
wonder
morning?
If he has anything else. What else would that guy do day to day?
No, no,
the
dude,
last time
guy...
he was in Parliament was maybe 20 years ago.
No, I think that guy used to be the executioner in the 1800s, and
yeah,
now
he's the hood.
The rod
he
bearer.
He wears the hood. Maybe, actually, that would be the best job. It would be like essentially every job that I hear that, you know, anyone that's in like, admin or an office job or anything that requires essentially a computer. Your job is 90% YouTube videos.
Hey, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, you watch
YouTube.
Are
you saying that that guy should be the rod bearer or that he should be attacked by the rod bearer?
No.
That we should expand his role.
No, I think he's just discussing YouTube videos now.
Miss Love's like, mind works at a million knots a minute.
What I'm saying is...
he is the original Titanic. Unsinkable logic.
No, what I'm saying is the rod bearer's life is sweet and I want a piece of the pie.
So you want to be the rod bearers?
Yep.
The long and the short of that?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for your contribution. Just, that's really...
You could have just said, I fancy that job in like 2 seconds and that would have said the same thing.
No, but I want to know that...
Tim, as our producer, could that have been tighter?
Yes.
Oh,
well, that's how you do it, Miss Love. One syllable.
I'm cutting you all off and starting my own fringe podcast in the hills exclusively about hunting and bunkers.
Miss Love...
8 hours a day.
All you're doing is explaining how you're turning on the recording device.
No.
Yes.
Give me more.
Miss Love Bellabragic, is this thing on?
He has a weekly podcast, but in his case, it means that the podcast goes on for a week.
Bunkers, rifles, and beef jerky. Homemade beef jerky recipes. All right.
Yeah, beef jerky's man.
Tim, big fan of beef jerky, as is Ali.
Of course. It's meat in packet form. I've never
he
had that
turned
before.
Turned into Sandra Sully for 2 seconds.
Yeah. And also, listen to this.
Just like consolidating just five
turns,
or six
just
papers.
Just turns to the cameras and just...
Nelson Munsing it. Yeah.
The best thing is you've done that at least 4 or 5 times on the pod. The same fucking Adam Sandler joke that you do.
And that's like the theme song to Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Oh, things just keep getting better. All right, so let's actually talk about the UK election instead of the poll bearer for a while.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do we have to?
Yes.
Oh, they were just going to show close-ups
Wait,
of the ride.
Wait, so, okay.
Homer, if that rod's holds, we might be able to get back alive. I'll smash you good.
So, yeah, all right, UK so that's your election. Options, what an election, eh? Trump in power.
What?
We all love Trump.
Yes, we know that.
We all love Trump. Don't talk about him.
Well, dude, I reckon it's a pretty good performance. Like, at least, literally 15 days ago, people were thinking it's going to be a landslide and the Labour Party would be finished. It's a fucking hunk parliament, dude. Like, you can't ask for anything better than that. Oh, maybe
you called it, though.
Yeah, well, I said that he's not going to win because, dude, the the Brexit thing. It was just like, I couldn't imagine Jeremy Corbyn winning straight out because, like, there was a lot more than just establishment against a little man. Like, Britain, the British election was a bit more complicated than that.
Do you think that this went in his favour, though? The fact that he looks like one of those old English guys that lives in a terrace and if he heard like a banging on the door at night, he'd have still a little nighty cap on and he'd have to turn on a little candle that's made out of whale fat going, a caller, a dish.
He does look like a 19th century explorer looking for minerals to, you know, make your coal mine slightly more efficient.
True, he would look a lot better in a safari hat, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. But I would have voted for him if he wore a
safari
like
hat. Tries to look like a homeless astronomer.
Yeah, well, that's a cool look too. He definitely has
a cool look.
Mitchell's like, hey, I don't know what's wrong with that look. I'm just getting ideas right now.
I was still on beef jerky, but that sounds pretty good.
This man.
I do like space. I do like charity.
I for one was
pissed
a fan.
Off at this.
No, I was a fan. Of Corbyn.
You had your doubts about him, though, because you watch way too much Rebel Media, one astute podcast listener wrote to you this week, quote, can Miss Love do a little bit of fact-checking before he mouths his opinions?
To which I would say, I think his last name was Cock something, Cock Smoker.
Cocksucker?
Cocksucker.
It wasn't Cocksucker.
Yeah,
well, no one has that as a last nickname.
I'm not taking a...
Don't lie, Arlie.
I'm not taking advice from someone...
What was it?
I'm
okay, then tell us what it was.
No, but I'm not taking advice from someone that I'm like...
User.
It was, a big man.
I'm not taking advice from someone that like 99% is doing a cultural studies BA at Macquarie Uni. So I'm going to...
Did you do that, dude?
I did a BA, so I know how it is.
At Macquarie University.
Yeah. Miss Love's schoolyard logic takes one to no one.
Yeah, damn straight. I was into him, but then, I did watch some videos that was like, he's a radical Islamic apologist, but his economics...
Why?
Were...
Because he said that the mayor of London should stop getting flack from Boris Johnson. Was that
not Boris Johnson, Trump. Or Boris
no,
Johnson.
Not Trump. It was something... No, oh, it was David Cameron.
I'm sure Boris Johnson has said... I don't think he's a fan of the mayor of London.
No, there's no way Boris Johnson...
I think it was David Cameron back in the day or something, when he was opposition. When Cameron was still opposition leader and he was just having it out with him. And I was just like, he's right.
By the way, Ali and I have come to the conclusion, even though we hate the Tories... Love their style, man.
Yeah, they do have a really... They do have
one of the best debaters ever.
He is an... Like, I don't even know if you're like semi-joking, but he's actually an incredible debater.
No,
he's so...
We're not joking. Tory has...
That's what
this...
we're saying. Like, why did we move in for this slightly melted candlestick Theresa May?
Wait, that's what I'm saying.
Bring back the pig fucker.
Yeah, bring back the pig fucker.
Well, did you know about this? David Cameron... Apparently, when he was in Oxford days, in his hazing, apparently had sex with a pig's head to get into his house.
Bring that back.
Your thoughts.
New definition of pork.
He's done it.
Give him a pork.
There's a reason this man's a producer.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's great about that? The greatest British wit in... the UK. No, I don't think any of them thought of that. I have not heard.
I know, that was great.
That's amazing, isn't it?
He should be working for the Sun.
Except for the as if he would be great.
He would be so good.
At making stupid memes of like Jeremy Corbyn coming out of a pot plant, just being like, it's like, it's almost as if he was born yesterday.
So good. British Journalism 101. So good.
It is filth.
As happy as a pig in a trough.
Wait, say it again. You went off mic.
Just hanging off the back of a pig, just as happy as pig in a trough.
So good.
Endless.
But you know what was pissing me off?
You need that job because you'd be out, like you'd come into work at 9 and you'd be out of work at
10:15.
Yeah.
AM.
Yeah.
Who wants some sandwiches?
On a hard day when he's got nothing. Anyway, sorry, what did you say?
No, like I was watching just before the elections, I was watching this debate on TV and everyone was just saying, which was the same reaction that we got for our video, which was, he's a Marxist. And It's like in
Can we just quickly define what this is? Because that was ridiculous. That was the main point that most people had to the video, was that Jeremy Corbyn's a Marxist.
No.
And as we know from history, Marxism doesn't work.
No, well...
Man, there's a little thing called a dictionary. Look up what the fuck Marxism is. It can't not work. It's a criticism of capitalism. Let's just be very clear about this, right? True. It is not a political system.
Yeah, and I don't understand why that's communist a bad
light.
Thing.
It's communist light, right?
What do you mean it's communist light?
No, it's not communist...
Okay, Ali actually is a Marxist, so go.
Well, okay, so dude, Marx was primarily an economist, and he spent most of his life ripping apart the concept of capitalism. And when people kept bugging him, so what's your ideal solution? Like, about 5% of his work was the Communist Manifesto, which
how Zeitgeist was really popular on YouTube, and then they came out with Zeitgeist Addendum, and then everyone thought, I don't know, magnetic cars.
Yeah.
Our economy will primarily be powered by 2-minute noodles.
but I don't...
Oriental flavor for China, beef for Russia. Why not?
No, the thing that was pissing me off was like, hey, for one, I don't understand why being a Marxist is a bad thing. And let's assume that it is. He was that in the 70s, whereas like Theresa May was like it was against Brexit. Like a year ago, and nobody wants to talk about that shit.
It's almost irrelevant.
She was the one that was supposed to be tough on Brexit, despite the fact she wouldn't debate Jeremy Corbyn. That sounds like a real goer, somebody that won't even like exchange. They're supposed to do. That's part of the job of being prime minister.
Bad. Yeah. And I mean, hard Brexit basically means Britain gets fucked in the ass hard. Because the hard Brexit essentially means that you get out of the single market, which... sucks for Britain. Yeah, like, it's not a good thing. You wanted
to
get...
that's what Jordan convinced me of. He was like, you know, you shouldn't just cut ties. I think the Brexit question is like, it is way too bureaucratic and you don't have enough sovereignty and blah, blah, blah. But to just be like, we don't need trade ties. It's pretty insane.
Dude,
Corbyn had the best solution for it.
British people wanted less Polish people in Britain. I think that's what for them Brexit
essentially.
Was. Essentially. I don't think they care about the single market as
Poles have it really bad, don't they? Because there's the hated on minority there. Okay, so how Lebanese are hated on here, but they have one of the best foods in the world. Polish is terrible. Polish food is so shit.
What is Polish food?
It's Croatian food,
but like shit.
No, it's like a long sausage.
Cabbage and water.
Did you say a long sausage? Well, it has to be long.
Yeah, it's a
that
really
sausage
long sausage
is too short.
With 4 different types of sauerkraut, and only one of those types is edible. But you don't know until you put them all in your mouth. So you're just playing Russian roulette with food.
Well, the other three are metaphors for life.
Yeah. It's just a shit sandwich.
You get wisdom and a dinner.
Well,
yeah. That's what they don't like about the Poles.
So what's
the
deal?
Magic.
So I think, I mean, I'm not going to, I think we can all agree that we wanted him to win. What is the outcome now? What are the specifics? Because I was
the thing is
hung parliament,
now,
not hung parliament. Well, who has a majority?
Well, it's a hung parliament, which essentially means that the Conservatives don't have a majority big enough where they can independently form government. So they basically have to rely on the Unionist Party of Northern Ireland. Basically, those guys were
what,
the ones.
Belfast is making the laws now.
No, Belfast, but like not the separatists.
More Guinness. Sorry?
Not the separatists. The guys that were saying. The part of the UK. So those guys basically now have. They're kind of like the situation that Malcolm
it's
Turnbull.
It's like Scotland. They're part of the UK.
Yes,
man,
yes.
I hope that
Ireland
they
is part
demand,
of the UK,
as
Northern
part of
Ireland
their demands,
is.
That they put in like a £10 million grant for searching for the end of the rainbow.
Please tell me. Wait,
please tell me that happens.
Please tell me that every...
And also at their zoos, just every animal is a leprechaun. But there's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Please tell me every...
In all sizes and shapes, but they're all leprechauns from the northern part of
they
Ireland.
They actually are just animals, but they just put leprechaun at the end of it. So snake leprechaun. Leprechaun, goat, leprechaun.
Yeah,
I just put a stupid.
No, but like
on
some of them have honourable leprechaun as the title.
Yeah, all right.
Please tell
me. So you
every...
disagree with that? This is the first time I've ever seen you look down on this podcast, Miss Love.
What are these guys talking about? Nonsense.
No, I stopped listening then. But please tell me that
great work.
Is what you're saying is that every reform now is going to come down to like an old guy in Belfast, an Irish guy drinking Guinness. And they're like, are we going to pass this tax for lower income earners? He just flips a coin and goes, not this week, mate.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much that's what it is.
And if he's watching the races, you know not to talk to him. You know the answer is going to be a fuck.
But the one consequential thing about the election was, which in a sense what it was about the election itself, was that Theresa May was pushing for a hard Brexit, which essentially means getting out of the single market and everything. But like she wanted, like, there was no mandate for it, essentially. So after this election, we know that British people don't really want a hard Brexit, because otherwise she would have won by a landslide majority.
Hang on, sorry. Miss Love, are you calling someone while on air?
Who are you calling?
You're on air. So, yeah, it's my girlfriend. You're on air, Holly.
At least put her on speaker.
Yeah, that'd be great
at
if we could.
At least put her on speaker.
This is unbelievable. Hello.
Are we going to Sydney or not?
Yes, later. Does it really? Do we have to talk about it now? You're on air now.
Yes, because Mum needs to order ribs right now. If we're going to Sydney or not.
Needs to order ribs. Yes, we're going to go because I have to get something from Sydney. You don't have to go. I can go on my own.
No, you'll get lost, so I have to go with you.
Well, let's discuss the logistics when I'm
Holly,
not
Holly, why
on
are you
air.
So sleepy?
Did you hear that?
No,
wait. Did you hear that?
What?
Say it again.
Why are you so sleepy, Holly?
I'm not sleepy.
Oh, okay. Well, just ask you
that.
Right.
Do you want
Thanks
to,
for coming
do
on
you
the want show.
To, do you want to go?
Yes, I do. All right, just hurry up.
Bye, Holly.
Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, so Brexit.
Yeah, Brexit. Pressing issue. Did you just call her? Did she call
No, me? She wouldn't stop calling.
So you just
I just answered.
Okay.
I'm That's sorry, better. Guys.
Like, I
would have And been... this is a great tie into the next segment as well, because this is pathetic. You were trying to whisper into the microphone while talking to your girlfriend.
No.
As if we wouldn't hear that.
It was away from the microphone.
It wasn't. It was. It was absolutely
It
not.
Was, Jordan. I swear to God, it was.
Okay, just because you've turned your mouth to the side, like, it still picks up sound, Miss Love.
Is this a condenser microphone?
I don't know what that means. And frankly, I don't want to know. Let's move on.
It depends what you mean by a quietus.
All right, yeah, so let's move on to what's the quietest thing you can say into the microphone that is exciting?
Best segue.
Tim, think about this, because I reckon he's going to win it, because he's the professional broadcaster.
He is going to win it.
But because you
Shout out
to
Frio.
What's a Frio?
Frio, here we go. Something, 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 something.
Are you just saying words now?
No, like, it's a Frio song. How's it go? Sing it.
It sure is.
Do you know it? What AFL team do you go for?
I know as much as you do.
All right. Anyway, have a go.
Wait, so did you add in a segment?
No.
Okay.
All right, so who's going to go first? You say the most exciting thing you can into the microphone, Ali.
Oh, I've got a shit.
But it has to be quiet, and we're judging it on two separate terms here. So it has to be silence, and it also has to be excitement. Ready?
Okay, so listen. Something that is going to be insane. Boris Johnson may be the second most powerful man in the world within the next month.
It was pretty loud, I've got to say.
Yeah, that was really loud. You were speaking loud.
I want them to...
whispering quite loudly.
Who's Boris Johnson? All right, champion, do it.
Who's Boris Johnson?
He's basically British
this
Trump
was like,
might be the Prime Minister. But
in
go
the
on.
Supermarket yesterday when Ali was trying to be obsequious about the fact that he was perving on a chick, she definitely heard.
Hey, that was no the point. Way. That was so
she was adjusting her hair way too much to not know.
So good.
That was the point. It absolutely was not. You know what the best part was? Then she just walks up to the counter and goes, yeah, can I get some Dairy Shanks? And then Ali was like, ew. Anyway, but you go.
But he was still keen, I'm sure. Come on, still keen.
Dude, she was like a flower in a mud pond.
Yes.
Because like,
hey, that's my town as of three
yeah,
months
oath.
Ago.
This is my town too, mate.
I
yeah,
wasn't
well, the quality
born in
isn't
Lithgow,
that great,
but
I
might
say.
Die in Lithgow. You never know.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm really concentrating it.
I want a free Mars bar.
It's the exact opposite problem. Okay, yours was very soft. But you winning a free Mars bar isn't exciting. You just expect that from you.
What? That was your most interesting thing that you were like, dude, I've got the best one. And I was like in this complex.
Oh,
that
was this the thing that was like the most interesting in the
world? Yes. Oh, it's not like you've got a Mars bar.
I got it wrong.
Do it again. I want to hear what was interesting.
I'll do it again.
Why does he get another round if
because
you
that was a shit. I didn't realize.
Ali's was terrible as well.
Thank you, but
no, but my
it wasn't that bad. Like,
but I thought.
The joke's over.
I messed it up so badly. I got confused. I thought this wasn't the segment of like a really the most interesting fact. I got confused. I thought that was just a pretty interesting thing.
Well, you are a confused individual, and I just do it right.
Okay, I'll do it right. Hold on, I gotta think of it again. Okay,
if you're talking about your space one, that's coming up later.
It is the space one.
No, this was the space one.
God, this is the sloppiest moment of our podcast. Jordan, do a quick on-air critique of this. Please, can you understand where the segments are going before we discuss them? That'd be really helpful in the future.
It's your turn. It's your turn then.
But you wanted to do your space one now. Now I've got it all linked up. Okay. So go for it.
Ooh, we're having a cold war in the studio, gentlemen.
What's it called? The red
eye in Jupiter is the size of 200 Earths.
That is the only sound effect you have queued up for the entire podcast. Sorry about that, Tim. Thank you very much for clicking on that. I just turned the radio station off momentarily.
Move FM. Move FM on 7.9.
Can I say, what a nice guy. This is actually Tim's livelihood. And very helpfully, he was just like, no, mate, wrong button.
No, mate, you're going to destroy my career.
If you don't mind, please turn off that knob again. Thanks.
All right, okay, what's yours, Jordan?
Okay.
It's going to be shit a bit.
The largest rat ever caught was the size of a Labrador.
Well, that is actually pretty interesting, like, if you think about it. That's insane. Did you say the largest rat in the world caught was the size of a Labrador?
Where, but for some reason, in South America,
was it from Pakistan?
No.
No offense.
Nice
no offense.
Jab at our co-host, Ali. Really approve of that.
Fucking
come
Croat.
On. You can expect it there.
What are you, Bosnian?
Croatian.
Fuck off.
We don't have a beef with Bosnians. We don't mind them.
Have a beef with them. They grow a disproportionate
amount of the world's basil.
They're non.
You leave them alone.
They're the non-terrorist types.
And they are also the camo pants wearing type.
Yeah, exactly. We bond.
Are you sure you're not Bosnian?
I don't know. Anyways, that's insane.
Somewhere in Brazil. I can't remember where.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, for some reason they have extremely large rats. And, yeah, apparently one of them was the size of a dog that is designed to fit ducks in its mouth.
Oh!
Wouldn't you agree that's big?
Do you know there's an animal...
Because both of you are just sitting here being like, I don't know, I'm pretty unimpressed.
No, dude, we're very impressed. We're still talking about this. We did not mention Mars bar again.
Do you know there's a fish that exists in the Amazon rivers that when you swim in them, it's tiny. It swims into your penis hole and grows in your guts.
Yeah, it loves it there, doesn't it?
Grows in your guts.
Yeah. I wonder why, in nature, what's it looking for? Is there a penis-shaped cave?
Well, obviously not that. It's
so
just
frequent.
It's just looking for a hole.
It's just looking for some like cavernous, warm place. And that's a pretty good one. It's brutal, but it's a pretty good one. And I blame all of it on Samba. Anyway,
please elaborate. You can't just leave it at that.
I would very much like to know why.
I think there's a correlation between a lot of the South America's problems and their annoying dance style.
No, you just.
God, I'm glad we fished that out of him.
Salsa.
No,
Ali, as our foreign policy expert, how credible is that?
No, wait, okay. Miss Love basically repeated something that he said before.
This podcast is ridiculous.
I understand that you don't like samba, but what is the correlation between that and?
I'll tell you the correlation.
What is it?
Yeah. The excessive hip movements right. makes them makes it correlates in a way that it either I haven't decided yet. It either expresses too much happiness or it just gives them like pent up frustration. And that is perpetuated through their economic, through their work and through their lives.
Their society as well.
Their whole society. So this dancing nonsense, whatever it is, it's driving their...
Dude, that makes a point. You know, I was reading somewhere else the other day.
That is amazing that Ali said interesting point to that.
No, tell me. I want to hear this.
Not the other correlation between salsa, but like I was reading Japan is one of the... least sleaziest country. In fact, it's actually getting off of sex now. Like in Japan, sex
I've heard
is
this
uncool.
Too. I've heard
One
this too.
One third of the population is now asexual.
I've heard of this. I've heard of this because it's because they're just apathetic because they're like, we're more satisfied with digital mediums and like robots, like sex dolls.
Nah, it's even better.
They
so
make
you'd
a
like
point.
This. You'd like this. This it guy. Actually, like most scientists have agreed that it actually has to do with the fact that gender roles are changing, where men used to be the breadwinners of society and that really some sort of authoritative figure in the household and that sort of switching.
And
around.
You ask why I wear camo pants.
Yeah, that's right. So Jesus. I knew you'd appreciate that.
For virility.
I mean, come on.
No, but the point was that, so Japan is that, and the this other spectrum joke, of people. It was Argentina, which happens to be the most sleaziest country in the world.
Because of all the hip shaking.
Exactly, right? So there could be something to that.
Dang.
Wow. A country of snails and a country of mice.
I'm actually going to Japan on holiday for the first time, I think like October or something, and I'm very excited. Mainly for the sashimi, though.
Interesting, Miss Love. Anyway, let's move on to Tibbs. Whisper the most exciting fact you can into the mic.
That's right. You asked for this.
Brexit. Can you hear me?
The word he just
How
discovered.
Is that a fact?
The word he.
It's a name. It's
the
a name.
Word he just discovered. He just said the word he discovered.
No, dude, it's for like all the butthurt remainers. Like, what's the biggest fact? Brexit, assholes. Get used to it.
That is the
like,
best.
Like, that's
thing.
The biggest burn anyone could give to a remainer. Just, what's the biggest fact? Brexit.
So yeah, it's so good.
Brexit means Brexit.
Yeah, Brexit so means good. Brexit.
Well, I think we're running out of time, so maybe we should just move on to the last segment, which, Miss Love, you're going to have to tell me how this works because even though I was berating you on air about not paying attention to segments, but then mentioned I was absolutely, when I said, yeah, this sounds good, listen to this. Does this actually
one?
Sound good? Mind blown with Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
You give me lemons, I make lemonade, eh? So,
tell us the
here's
lemonade.
The premise. Here's the premise. God, it's so dumb. Would you rather, given the scenario, and I want all your honest answers here, it shows your humanitarian capacity, but also your hate for crap music, really. Given the choice, would you rather get your leg broken or... So your choices are your leg gets broken and Enrique Iglesias lives, or you're fine, you're not hurt, but you have to sniper that guy and explode his brains on the pavement.
Where's the gun?
In your hands, baby.
Yeah, no, I feel no remorse for killing him.
Dude, what does he really do? What does he really substitute for society?
That's what I'm saying. What does he do?
What does he
do? Why does he deserve to have his brain splattered everywhere? That's my point.
He's a South American.
I mean, he sings on cruise ships. You're not on them. Why do you want
he
him dead so much?
He is the South American Tarkhan. He definitely is the South American
Tarkhan. No, listen. This is the thing. No, like, this is the thing. I wouldn't kill him because I feel like he doesn't deserve to die. I wouldn't kill him. I just would be interested.
Why'd you come up with this segment?
I don't deserve a broken leg.
Well, see, that's why I'm curious in the variety of answers.
But he deserves to get killed.
Okay, Ali, what do you reckon about it? I think we're all pretty clear of what my opinions are on this matter. I think it's sick, Miss Love. Oh.
Dude.
Rat man over here.
I reckon I would just, kill Enrique, man. He's a useless piece of shit.
Am I just destroying any chances of us being on like any commercial viable medium? Because it's just like that one time you you suggested killing Enrique. He's coming on next week, so you're fired.
There's no way he's coming.
Let's just get this officially from a professional in radio.
Yeah, yeah. Tim,
what are the chances of Enrique Iglesias coming on
Move FM
in the next week?
Very unlikely, and
but there's a possibility.
Look, let's just put him out of his misery.
Yeah, true.
Hey, when a producer says
you just want that poster that you have of Enrique Iglesias up on your wall to go up in value on eBay, don't you?
Hey, he's sitting steady on the Anthony Kalia one. Thank you very much.
I guess we're just going to have to leave it here because we're running out of time. And
it's been a great pod, guys.
Definitely need. Really liked it too.
I love you guys more than friends.
What?
That's all I got.
The show.
No, I love you more than friends.
Like, oh, he's coming on to us. All three of us at once.
Let's go, baby.
Thank you so much.
The camo pants means I like have sex with five people at a time.
They definitely do, don't they? Anyone who wears camo pants is really cool with polygamy.
Just smoking a cigar. God, that was good. You want some beef jerky?
All right, we should have left it at the good point. Now we've just gone down again.
Eckin me a hero, baby.
And we're back up. So, one of our fans, Miss Love, who was it?
Solomon O. Shout out to Solomon O.
What a remarkable man. And it just shows his devotion to the podcast, which I've got to say, lackluster effort, everybody else, if your name isn't this, because Miss Love and I were talking about how good the song Mini Mall is.
It's great.
The advertisement, I think from maybe 10, 15 years ago now, of a fat black guy that looks like he should be a preacher and is an excellent rapper.
Great rapper.
But owns a flea market.
In Atlanta, Georgia. It's in Atlanta,
it's the next
Georgia.
Of course it is, yeah. It's the city of music.
Yeah.
And he's proven it again. And it was great. And
we enjoyed
Miss
it.
Love, yeah. And somebody has remixed Miss Love and I rapping to it, which we didn't even know coincides with the music perfectly.
We were doing it in time, so props to us. But props to Solomon for being an absolute legend. We've asked him if we can play it. And it's actually, he's like a really good producer. Like he's put like reverb on it and synced it. And it's like really cool.
Mashed up two songs. I haven't heard that since Lowy's Hot 30 Countdown. Good on him.
All right, build
Skits
up.
Mix.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. I'm for low regulation, no taxes, free market, free market. Let the government sit back, but don't see it. I'm gonna map it. It's happening, but don't reduce the spending for the arts, for education, for roads. But the government won't intervene in healthcare. Hey, hey, don't block me. To the left, to the right, let's make it a day. But I'm not going to intervene. I love it. You know, the free market. Bust your ass if it's not working. Go outside the box a little bit and try to create a market for something that doesn't exist.
MC Hammer shouldn't have been talking about how awesome he is. He should have been talking about how sick secondhand beds are.
What's a bunion?
Wow. Bunyip, is that a New Zealand form of hot cross bun?
I thought a bunyip was like a yaoi.
It's the closest thing to a yaoi in Australia, but it's more of a cross between a Loch Ness monster and a beaver.
Oh, so it's a mythological animal.
That's what you think.
I seen him 2 days ago and I'll be dying if I ain't gonna get him.
I got him. I finally got him. Oh, hell.
Why's fracking bad? What the hell is so bad about water lighting on fire? Just being a buzz. Obviously, he'd be very diplomatic and very understanding. He would be a lovely guy. I think he'd be like, I'm for low regulation, no taxes, free market, free market. Let the government sit back, but don't see I'm one of my bits. It's happening, but don't reduce the spending for the arts, for education, for roads.
Coming up next on Damnation FM is a breakthrough song. I think they're gonna go far. It's the Macarena.
es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Macarena de los novios que se llaman. Que se llaman de apellido Vitorino. Que la jura de banderas de muchachos. Se la dio con dos amigos.
Macarena, Macarena.